We played the video and we turned it on, but we did not discuss who is doing the intro. Double Dash, Anime Stash.
Stash.
Hey kids, looks like you found your dad's anime stash. Yeah, you did the right thing. You snuck up to your parents' bedroom. You pulled the old cigar box out from under the bed. You blew the dust off. You put the tape in the old VCR, if you know what a VCR is, and you hit play. And yeah, you popped in at a good part. So this week, Sai's here to help Mark and me discuss recovery of an MMO junkie. Sai, we don't see on the podcast too much, but he wanted to come on specifically for this episode.
This cracked into his top five, guaranteed.
Yeah, five worst shows of all time ever.
Five worst shows. Sai, you hate slice of life anime so much.
That's not sports. If it's sports, I can deal with it.
Yeah, pure slice of life. I don't watch much slice of life.
Well, why do you hate slice of life so much, Sai? Everything you do, this is a slice of your life right now. If we drew this, you'd be on a slice of life anime right now.
That's fine. I'm interesting. And I also, how do you put it? Like there's a resolution to the end. I'll eventually die.
So
there's no resolution at all, and the end of slice of life. They'll be like, will they? Won't they? Will they? Won't they? Will they? Won't they? Season two. Oh, more will they? Won't they? Season three. They kind of did though. That's the end.
Okay. So had a meteor hit the earth in episode 10 and everyone died, you would have been like, all right, that's not bad.
Yeah. There was a conclusion. Excited. I would have been really excited.
You'd have been like, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. I'd have been like, well, what a twist.
Dang, everyone died on fire. That's great.
I would have went to Mal and looked to see if M. Night Shyamalan did it.
Hmm. So Mark, recovery of an MMO junkie. What is it about?
So it's the recovery of an MMO junkie it centers around a NEET, which I actually had to look up what a NEET was because I not in education, I had not heard
employment or training.
Yeah,
you know, I actually first heard the term NEET and Hikikomore when I watched Welcome to NHK. So anything about NEETs is interesting. Mm.
It was my first time, and it centers around a girl who's a NEET. Who is trying to find a new MMO to play. So she finds a new MMO, and I'm blanking on the name of it because it's like Fruits de Mer. And she picks that game, and she starts playing it, and it's a story about her life in the real world changing and meeting people in the game in real life and kind of seeing her life get back on track a little bit.
Literally meeting everybody that she plays the game with in real life.
Yeah. So, okay. So, I mean, like, we'll talk about it later. Like, overall, I actually did enjoy it, but I did see one funny comment from, like, someone on Crunchyroll that said, like, in my 10 years of playing MMO, the closest I ever got was some dude that lived, like, 50 miles away, and this bitch meets five people that live within three blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, one of them, they did bring into the game. So, I mean,
some of those make sense, but then the green dude, the guy with the green hair that was like the clerk at the convenience store she always went into, who was her guild leader.
The one who took like 3 weeks after he noticed her buy the card and then to
ask her about it,
to even bring it up. He took like 3 weeks. I was like, why? Why not just like X? At that point,
I don't know. Maybe it's a culture thing not to pry into people's personal life.
No, he started to bring it up one time.
Well, he did. I think Sai was saying, like, after the first few times, he never said anything. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's a privacy thing. Maybe he just was like, she's some weird lady just buying.
Well, she's obviously a weird lady.
She's a super weird lady. She's 30.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not weird because she's 30.
Well,
she's
weird
because at the age of 30, she quits her job, which perhaps I missed it. Still don't understand why.
The only thing I could gather about her quitting was that she got from her like crying to the one dude on the phone is that she just got too overwhelmed, so she quit. So she didn't have to be stressed out about it anymore.
I'm overwhelmed to tears every single day.
Overworked and over
of my life. But I can't quit to
you can.
But I guess he did.
He already did.
You're right.
You quit and then chose a new Frenchie right now. You quit and then you chose a new job.
I can't quit to just play an MMO.
Well, yeah.
You could.
Well, you just have to clearly do what she did
Period of time I could. You're right.
A period of time you could. As I was saying earlier, I don't understand where this money came from was she just that good at saving where she was like just so good at her job. She had a bunch of money saved up.
Potentially. She mentioned that she had a lot of pressure from her parents. Perhaps her parents were rich of money. And they bestowed upon her. They don't dive into enough. It's amazing how in 11 episodes, I do feel like maybe 8 or 9 were not necessary.
Feel like
11
weren't.
Well, 11 definitely was not needed in any way. The story wrapped up decently good, and to just be like, here's her purchasing a new computer.
So her computer.
I didn't watch that.
I'm kind of confused on how this woman knows nothing about computers, and she's clearly got a decently nice gaming computer at the beginning.
And she also freaked out at that dude's computer.
Yeah, she was talking about his monitor or his resolution or something. So she clearly understood like enough about graphics to understand how to like get better graphics or at least, you know, upgrades on her computer or whatever. But yeah, there's a lot of like, I mean, it's 10, well, I guess technically 11 episodes. So I don't know, maybe they tried to rush some aspects. There was
nothing
some weird
felt rushed. This now I'm gonna say things that make it sound like I didn't like this. Unlike Sai, I actually did like this. I've watched it before, and I watched it again.
Okay.
And I wasn't sad when the wheel landed on it. But the story moves at a glacier's pace. To turn a phrase here.
Oh, it was a slow.
It was a slow burn.
I don't even know if it was a burn. It was a slow. Heating up,
yeah.
Was it slow warm?
Yeah, slow warm. Yeah, slow warm to a medium low heat.
Yeah, I got a nice soft boiled egg in there.
The good 35.
I'm sorry, but it wasn't that bad.
It's a crock pot on super mediocre. Low.
Like
I enjoyed it, but yeah, no, I get what you're saying though. Like
it's enjoyable,
But yeah, so I mean, it starts off like she finds the new thing to join, and like is repeatedly killed by this boss. So she's found by Lily.
She plays as a man.
Yeah, she plays as a man, and she meets Lily, who you find out later is played by a man.
I never guess.
Who is her secret love and other stuff? But
in every other game she's ever played.
Yeah, and so this Lily character brings the main character into her guild, and she meets all the guild mates, and you learn about their lives. Just like,
was it me, or did they just like not even like they just jump from their partying together to oh now she's in the guild, right?
Yeah,
they skipped ahead. They massively skipped ahead from like
I thought I them. Yeah, out for a while.
It was like I think you're supposed to think it was like way down the road, like a few weeks down the road, where she's already met all the guild members and joined the guild and has been accepted by everybody already. I
couldn't get a frame of
reference. That's another questionable thing on this. What's the time frame?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was over a year, right? I believe he mentions in the last episode that last Christmas they both tried to get the chicken.
That's right, yeah. So it's you got to say roughly year and a half.
I know it was like a week whenever he broke her face with his elbow.
Yeah, which...
Her face shouldn't have been there.
Well,
it shouldn't have
also,
been.
Also true, but also she's got to have some... Man, that's a glass jaw or a glass forehead. One low energy elbow strike. It wasn't like he was beelining around. I mean, he was walking fast to get to work, but
I mean, she ran into his arm and she wasn't even walking fast.
Yeah,
she was like stumbling.
Mark, not everyone's an MMA fighter, dude. She's not made to take hits to the face.
But like to be knocked out and go to the hospital.
We don't know. I mean, I'm not saying she's not Glass Joe from Punch Out, but you know. So what if she is? Maybe she has other qualities. Also, I didn't see a lot of good qualities from her in the show, but maybe she has some good qualities we didn't know about.
She's all right if she gets dressed up.
Okay. You gotta have more going on than that, man.
But wait. So the game is a 2D game, right? Like it's not a 3D game.
It was 3D. It seemed more like 2D, like slash 3D, because like the characters seemed 3D, but it seemed like the battles were like 2D. Okay.
Battles were like isometric, up from the top, like Final Fantasy VII.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, not 2D. I'm thinking the wrong thing. Yeah.
Like 2.5D, as they call it.
Yeah,
nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, I was just making sure that whenever they're in the game, they weren't like that was just an imagination.
Yeah,
it's not how it actually looked.
No, because they showed her and him watching the screen a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Which that was one of my favorite parts. Like in the first episode, they'd show like these exciting things on screen, then just do a cut to her sitting there clicking. I did like that.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely like do a pretty good job of showcasing someone who like starts playing an MMO and just becomes obsessed with the people in the game and the game itself, and you know, or only ordering in food or going out when you only have to, and like spending all your money on the game. I mean, how much money did she spend on like these loot boxes?
So yeah, a lot. Let's talk about that loot box episode where they were all so excited about the new loot boxes. No one's excited for loot boxes. What the fuck?
Yeah. Everyone hates
this game. Who made this show? Activision?
That's literally what caused EA to lose the exclusive rights to Star Wars, is that there was such outrage over all their loot boxes that the studio that owned the rights took it away from EA. But these people are like, yeah, no, I just got paid and I spent $200 to get the set of this armor, which I could just buy, and then they pretty much say that like you could just buy it in the game anyway. If you have enough money, you could just buy it from people selling it. So it's not like it's even really
winning the new stuff. If you like won the top prize, you could sell it to buy an entire set of armor. It wasn't the same armor.
Right. There you go, Sai.
Sai, what do you think about loot boxes? Big fan?
I don't know. Sometimes they're fun. Like Overwatch 1, I think the loot box is better than the battle pass in Overwatch 2, but I also hate Overwatch 1 and 2, so
loot boxes are why I stopped playing Forza.
They have what? That doesn't even make sense.
Almost everything does. I like Overwatch 1, but yeah, some of the loot box stuff was ridiculous.
I like loot boxes if you can earn it without paying.
Yeah, like if you kind of like just gradually do so. Like, okay, so Rocket League's a pretty decent example of having a pay scale, but also like introducing like season challenges where like, hey, just score, you know, 50 goals this season, and we'll give you a ball that'll unlock, you know, a new thing. So you can get stuff. I mean, obviously it takes longer, but you can get stuff in the game just by playing it, versus like having to play it to get anything. Like,
yeah, like that Star Wars game where you only had to play for 80 hours to unlock Dark Vader, right?
Yeah, yeah, the
except I don't think you have to play 80 hours of Rocket League to unlock.
No, you don't. You don't. But is right in God, what's the game franchise? Why am I blanking on that?
Battlefront.
Yeah, Battlefront 2. You had to play 80 hours to unlock Darth Vader.
Oh yeah.
And in Overwatch 2, I just saw that the one of the new heroes coming out, it's an average of, I think it was like 60 hours to unlock him or something like that.
But that was like in Battlefront, it didn't matter what you did, right? As long as you played that 80 hours.
Yeah, you could play whatever you want. You just had to do 80 hours total.
They had to have 80 hours on the clock. That's insane.
Yeah.
I prefer when the loot boxes are just like clothing and stuff like that doesn't affect stats. Yeah. It seems a lot more ethical to me.
Yeah. Doing it the way that they did in that game where it's like, hey guys, we're introducing new loot boxes. Spend all your money to get this random butterfly effect.
Now, I will say I played NBA 2K20, I think it was one, and I went hard and I enjoyed it. And I was spending a lot of money. Not a lot, but a little bit.
So I don't
like
don't
the little spend. Game. I try not to spend money on video games.
You should save all your money.
I've been playing Warframe, and you can get everything for free.
Warframe's a weird game like that, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's pretty fun, actually.
Warframe, I remember when it first came out, and I liked it just fine. And then Destiny came out, and Warframe just completely changed everything to be exactly like Destiny. That's like smooth.
Yeah, I haven't played Warframe or Destiny.
Warframe is still going on. I don't think Destiny is alive.
I thought Destiny 2 was a big thing.
Destiny 2 is still going on.
Is it though?
That's what I thought.
You know what? I'm not going to swear to that.
I could be wrong. I've never played the game.
I think it is.
I genuinely have no clue.
Like, I think people play it, just not with fervor or passion anymore. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those games that just has like the cult following, but there's not a lot of new people chiming in to join anytime soon.
That's the problem with live service games.
Which it also seems like the MMO that they were playing, Fruits de Mer, it seemed like a fairly unpopular MMO. It didn't seem like there was a lot of people playing this game.
Well, apparently you had to live in that specific neighborhood to get in. So
that is true. Maybe it was IP locked.
I was about to say, I think it might have been that the region was so small that, it was just people.
Well, it was just weird because like they even mentioned that, like, oh yeah, we're one of the smaller guilds. I'm like, you're seven people. What do you mean you're one of the smaller ones? How much smaller can you get?
We literally never saw anyone that wasn't in the guild.
They also talked about how the old guild leader quit, and then when he quit, the new guy who took over told him not to delete it because it's a top-ranked guild.
Yeah, so they're a top-ranked guild with seven people.
I think they meant rank as in, like, tier. Like, you know, like...
No, still, a top-tier guild.
Well, yeah. In most MMOs that have, like, a lot of players, top, like... guilds that have like their stuff maxed out are usually max full of people just because everyone wants the extra stuff they can get by being part of a guild that has everything unlocked.
It's a Japanese game.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
To be fair, we've never played exclusively Japanese MMOs.
It's true.
I mean, I played MapleStory for a little bit, but I don't think that's it.
I do remember MapleStory. I played like the Star Wars MMO, Warcraft, Final Fantasy 14. A couple other small ones here and there.
I played Guild Wars.
RuneScape back in the day.
Maybe it was one.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I don't know. They do a lot of weird stuff in this, so she becomes like obsessed, and then the show just kind of devolves into her going on dates with the one dude she used to work with, who's best friends with Lily. Who she's like essentially falling for throughout the anime.
Who's the best bro ever in the all of anime?
That we got to talk about Ultimate Wingman here, who like purposely lies about when their date night is.
I don't think he lied. I think he actually. You talking about the first time?
Yeah,
he was definitely on that business.
You know, he definitely was. But his buddy even says to him, you know, you told me you were on a business trip till Thursday, but she said your date's tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, she messed that up.
And then he even tries mess. I think he did it on purpose. I think he knew his buddy would.
Yeah.
Would go find her. Because
he tells him the whole date's fake. It's just to get them together.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does say like, "Hey, this whole thing's fake. This is just to get you guys actually talking to each other." So I mean, ultimate bro move, like literally going on dates with a girl for the sole reason of hooking her up with your buddy.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that.
No, God no.
I would have just banged her.
Yeah. Especially because he made her go through all that effort to like look good. Like she.
That's the kind of guy I am, you know.
Put on makeup and did all that stuff.
Always banging chicks.
I don't know. It's so Ultimate Wing Dude gets him to start going on dates with her. She meets the guild leader in the convenience store, and then there's like a weird episode like where she it almost seems like she's liking both the guys because she's like when the one guy wants to play the Fruits to Mary game with the other dude, so they create fake characters. Named after the characters they used to play,
mm-hmm.
in the first MMO that they played together.
Was hers named after? I thought it was just like it looked
similar. Hers was like the name and then something else, and then his was the name but written in English characters. That's why originally she didn't understand it because he said what his name was, but he typed it in English, and she can't read English, that's why she didn't recognize his name.
What an idiot.
I know, seriously. You're playing an all Japanese game with people you know speak Japanese, and you're like, I'm going to type it out in English to get a reaction from her. I guess she doesn't remember me. I'm like, or you said it in a language she doesn't know.
From what I understand, everyone in Japan learns English because they always learn in English in Japan.
Now, yeah. I mean, yeah, but
in anime.
Yeah. Yeah, but in the anime, she says she doesn't understand English or she can't
read. I get where you're coming from, Sai. I've seen that in most animes too. But I guess in this one they didn't. I don't know. I kind of always assumed it was like Spanish. Like, I think we all probably took Spanish in high school, but none of us speak it.
I didn't take Spanish. I did terribly the entire time.
Did you take any foreign language?
Yes, I took French.
Oh, well. Do you speak French?
A little bit.
Fluently?
Can you say cheese omelette?
Omelette du fromage.
Can you say it with a fresh accent?
No, I don't own one. I didn't buy that expansion.
Nah, well, you'll get there.
I learned that from that episode of Dexter's Lab.
Yeah,
it's a great episode.
No,
probably the only episode I can actually remember of any detail.
No, I remember.
What about the Speed Racer episode?
I remember.
With what's the dude's name? Melvin. Mandark. That's it. Yeah, and it was an M something.
I remember the Voltron episode with the family.
I think if we started talking about episodes, you remember more. But I also think we're supposed to be talking about recovery of an MMO.
Yeah. Okay. So what are some of your thoughts? What are some of your thoughts, Josh?
I like it. Like I said, the plot is paper thin. Nothing holding this thing together. Characters, I don't like any of them. I don't know. I guess I can't pinpoint why I like it.
Who do you like? Okay.
I mean, I do feel like most of the episodes moved really slow and weren't necessary. And then adding the 11th episode just seems like a huge waste of time.
Yeah, that was definitely a weird one.
They tried to build it up like it was going to be the hot spring episode. You know, as every anime.
That would have been a decent OVA. That would have been a fun OVA. Just based on the teasing they did during the actual anime, but for a random PC build.
A hot spring episode with their PCs?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean like, I guess technically they did that though, right?
Because well, their player characters went to the hospital.
Yeah, their player characters, after they beat that one quest, they unlocked.
But he builds the computer and then they talk about going to the hot spring.
Yeah, and then the show's done. Like,
the three of us did end up going to a hot spring, but that's a story for another time.
A story that
you don't have any other time, bro. Yeah. It's now or never.
There is no other story. You're
done. You were lucky to get the 11 episodes you did, my dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he thought he was going to get a season two.
Yeah, maybe they did.
I hope they did.
No, it didn't.
It didn't need it. But yeah.
It was flat out.
Sai's not wrong when he's like, there should have been some sort of resolution. Really, literally any kind of resolution at all. Yeah. Because, like, first off, I mean, like, let's start at the beginning. She's not an MMO junkie.
No.
She starts playing this game and she's pretty into it. But I mean, she's not sitting MMOs. There starving to death. She apparently has some sort of financial resource to make everything work. So she leaves and she gets food. And I mean, she's not living her best life, but she's living a better life than most of us. She seems happy.
She's not like in the, the internet cafe all hours of the day.
Yeah. And I mean, she doesn't recover from anything.
Actually, yeah, I was about to say, she actually
That's a good point.
An MMO junkie.
Recovery would indicate that she does stop, but she just probably plays just as much, but now they just play in the same room.
What's the inverse of recovery?
Crazy
addiction?
Addiction. Yeah,
that's what it would be.
And he's just he is just technically encouraging her habit, because
well, I mean, from what I understand, it's a reverse situation, right? Where he was the one that was like stuck in the house playing and she worked, and then now he's the one that's working.
Yeah, well, his was because his parents or his mom died.
Yeah.
Both parents or somebody, whatever.
Yeah, it was his mom definitely was the adopted parents.
Yeah, not his died. Parents been yeah. dead.
His adopted parents died, and then he like was living in their house, and so he sold their house and moved into an apartment. And I'm assuming, you know, he probably just made enough money where that's where he could afford to just sit and play stuff all day until he had recovered from.
I like that we get more backstory on him than her.
Yeah, all we get on her is that she had a stressful job, she was good at it, and then she quit to become a neat. Like, she exclusively said, "I quit to become this."
She's a top tier.
Yeah.
Elite.
That's a dream, though.
Yeah. And then only goes to that convenience store. But I guess in Japan, though, I think their convenience stores are more geared towards, like, being able to buy, like, food.
Well, I mean, so are some in America. Haven't you ever been to a 7-Eleven?
I have, but have you been to a Quick Trip?
Yeah.
Those are way better.
Okay. That's not proving your point, dude.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like, I guess it's that neat. I guess to me too, isn't neat more like they refuse to ever leave their house and they just like order everything?
No, that's a hikikomori.
They're
similar, but not quite the same. Like a neat is just someone that's not in education.
Oh, okay.
Employment or training.
Like they could be walking like around the house. Yeah.
Like Rudy from Jobless Reincarnation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was the one who.
He couldn't leave.
So he's not a knee. He's. What'd you say? What'd you call it?
Hikikomori.
Hikikomori. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, something like that. I might be wrong.
All right. Sai, favorite. If you had to pick a favorite character, who would it be? You got to pick.
I'm trying to remember characters. The green haired dude.
The guy from the convenience store?
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Because he's an asshole.
In the game, yeah.
No, he's just like I'm he's very blunt.
No, for 100%. He definitely is very blunt.
And the other guy, the best bro, he's a good character.
The bigger dude,
the best bro, the one that makes a
character. Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay.
The one that makes the
Definitely got to give props off to that
guy. That's our guy. I think we're all going to go with
that. Come on. That dude's got the like the ultimate for sure.
I said I don't like any character. I take it back. He now, to be fair, he has these stupid ass convoluted plans.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely not the smartest plans in the world.
At least he's doing something. Everyone else just kind of running around. He's over there making schemes, you know.
Yeah.
Like the Joker.
Yeah,
he's the bigger dude from the game. I don't remember his name.
Poke or something.
It starts with Yeah, I like that guy. That guy seemed pretty cool.
What do you like about him? You don't know shit about him, dude.
He's fat.
Just from the game. It seemed like he was just like he's just a regular dude. He's got a family. And he's just like
drives 3 hours to work.
Yeah. Which is crazy. And he
stops at an internet cafe on his way home
to play the game and drink fake beer.
Play at home.
Trust me, I felt that guy's pain, so I related. I felt the pain. But yeah, in terms of like all time favorite character, 100%, it's dude with the plans there, who gets all the credit. I don't know. It's a short anime. I mean, it's only 11 episodes. Not like a ton to really go over, except you know, just they. I guess what you guys are saying, they tease at the end that they go on a date at the end. They go to dinner and a movie, and then that's it. You never really see if anything progresses or.
Well, I mean, they've been together.
That's true. They did.
They what?
I appreciate the restraint, though, that they managed to go 11 episodes without him falling on her trope.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, after he elbowed her and she went to the hospital, I'm pretty sure she would have died. If he fell on her.
Did you assume, based on just how anime works, that when she was showering at his place that they were going to do something like obnoxious and over the top?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I thought so. I thought they were going to do something.
No, I didn't. I don't know why I didn't.
All right, so yeah, you're smarter than everyone. Congratulations.
No, I really don't know why I didn't. I was just like, oh. I think I had tuned out so much at that point.
You're just on autopilot.
I was like, I got to watch this.
Like this is a show that's on right now. I'll put up with it.
Like, I could be watching Digimon right now.
I could have been watching a lot of stuff.
You could.
I could have been watching Mindhunter.
Mindhunter?
Yeah.
I think that's new one for me. I'm
shows about people who think.
Yeah, I'm watching through season 2 of Megalobox right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why. I just felt like saying that.
Yeah, I thought you love sports anime.
I like the first. I never finished season 2. Season 2 was weird.
I will say this. I'm like 3 away from the end, so I don't know how far you got. It definitely picks up the second half.
See, that's weird because most people, I mean Ash, I think Ash was like, he liked up to the part, for the most part, where they have like that little building or whatever, like the first, not building, that little village.
Oh, yeah.
Like towards the end of that. So I don't know.
No, it's okay to be wrong.
That's about where like that half, I guess, of the season.
It's worth watching. But anyways.
I just forgot about it.
No, I know. Trust me. I know how it goes. I don't know. Do you guys think that this anime would, I mean, they'll never do a second season just because it's just not going to happen?
I feel like there's too much.
Do you think it's warranted a second season? Do you think they should just try to do one?
I feel like there's too much of this anime going around for them to need it.
I think they needed the 11th episode and then they just pissed it away.
Yeah, you could have wrapped up you could have done like a time skip in the future, like a couple months down the road, show them together and
you could have skipped forward 20 years and then they've got a kid who won't move out and he's a niece
and he finds the green haired guys.
They're like, I don't get it. Why can't you just move on with your life? And he's like, I don't get it, mom and dad. This was like your entire life. Why are you suddenly angry that I'm doing it.
I just want to know how they met in three different games.
Two, right?
It's yeah, what was the third? Real life?
Probably.
I guess technically, yeah, you could say real life is the third game.
It's weird that people consider this an isekai. I don't understand the definition of isekai. Anything where they play a video game?
I think that's what most people think.
Yeah, I think that's like the almost like the base definition is like if there's an MMO involved that they're playing.
But it's definitely not an isekai.
No, it's slice of life. Yeah, slice of life that happens to have an isekai theme involved in it. That's about it.
So that episode of Black Mirror where the guy who plays the Falcon fucks his friend in a video game, is that an isekai?
Probably.
I do. Yeah.
I didn't watch Black Mirror, so.
That's a weird thing to not do.
It's good. It's pretty good.
Is that an anime?
It's not.
It is not an anime.
That's probably why I didn't watch it.
It's
I need to watch Dragon Prince.
The guy fucks a pig, Sai.
Not in Dragon Prince, Sai.
Not in Dragon
Prince. No, I know it didn't in Dragon Prince. That was in the newest season. Because
Sai's like, I missed some serious stuff.
I was like, I think I really do need to watch this new season. Because it got weird.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Black Mirror is one weird, but also it's... I don't know if Josh, maybe you would have, if you watched like we were, maybe you would have watched this, but Guillermo del Toro's of Cabinet of Curiosities.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, it dropped on Netflix like a week ago. It's very Black Mirror-esque in how the show formats. Super weird. It's super, like, if you like Black Mirror, you'll like this.
Is it like Love, Death, and Robots?
The same kind of thing.
Yeah,
an anthology series.
Yeah, just live. Yeah, just live action.
Oh, so there's
you can watch some live action. It's not going to kill you.
This is like good live action. Sorry.
But I just watched Mindhunters. There are real people in that.
Don't you hate that?
I kind of did.
See, exactly.
But people were being murdered.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you love that.
Yeah, I love true crime.
So I think we can agree, probably not going to be a second season. Is there anything else?
Definitely not not a situation of what is it? Devil is a part timer, where like 10 years down the road you're going to get.
No. There's not really a story to tell outside of just being like they end up together and like that's it. Which ideally they should have done in the OVA, but I mean, they didn't. So.
But should they get together though?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I guess I don't see why they wouldn't or shouldn't.
Because the relationship's based on a lie.
Their whole life's a lie.
Yeah, it's true. All right. Would you guys ever see yourself if you had all the money? What would you even want to become a neat? Like yes. if you didn't have a wife and kids and
I don't.
I know you don't, Sai, but Josh.
I was just thinking. I wish I would have tried that at some point in my life. I mean, I can't now.
It's way too late now.
Wife and kid out, but
I never did. Even when I was like really in MMOs, I never really played them to the extent that like these people play them.
I'm not like into MMOs. I wouldn't play MMOs. I'd probably
unless they made a really cool Digimon MMO.
Yeah, the Digimon MMO is total shit. So
I said a really they made one. Yeah,
is there actually a Digimon MMO? There was one.
Yeah, there is one currently.
Oh, it's still on?
Yeah, it's not good, man.
Unless I was thinking of an old one.
Here's the thing. Like, since I started working from home today, my wife asked me if I miss talking to other people, and I just laughed in her face. It's like the worst thing there is talking to other people. So
one part of my work from home job that I hate is that I do somehow have to talk to people when they call in to ask me to fix their problems.
What do you do from home? Fix problems?
I fix problems.
Oh man, I applied to be a litigation specialist for a company, and they said no.
No,
it sucks. I really wanted to do that. All they do is they send you reports, and you decide who's wrong. Like, I'd be so good at that.
So then you
do. I know why everyone else has jobs that they work from their house.
Because we applied for them.
Yeah. I apply.
Well, I don't know what Josh does, so I can't speak to that side of things. But I work in IT sci, so it's fairly simple to just work from home.
Well, are you hiring?
Like the clown?
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. You're hiring? Cool.
I mean, our company always is. We're like global. And
what's your company? Hyperglobal MegaNet.
It is exactly, yeah. It is. It's called. It's actually called Skynet, which I'm sure is fine. But
that's perfect. I'm
not related.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's completely different. There's in no way are we trying to take over the world.
Then I don't want to work for them.
Yeah,
yeah.
It seems like an unambitious company.
Yeah, I work for the other Skynet.
I work for a company called Umbrella. We
that sounds have fine.
Things under control.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure you got like protocols in place to
like that TV show.
Help things.
No.
That was on Netflix?
No, it's not. It's unrelated.
The really good one?
It's completely unrelated. The really good one that got canceled after one season?
Yeah, it's because it was too edgy.
Yeah, I'm actually... I'll agree with you on that.
I didn't see it, so I wouldn't know.
I watched the majority of it. I actually did enjoy it.
Sai, have you seen anything that's not anime? You're just like, like this show and that show? I didn't watch it.
Well, I didn't watch it because I knew Resident Evil would be bad. I've watched.
Well, it wasn't that bad. It was
the vast majority of things that I've watched are cartoony.
Well, yeah.
However,
have you seen Garfield?
Yes.
Me too.
Have you seen the live action Garfield?
No.
The movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
I did.
There's two of them.
There
Tale
is.
Of Two Kitties.
Tale of Two Kitties.
Yeah. Isn't that the name of it?
I that forgot that, but true. Yeah. But I wouldn't doubt that you're wrong.
I'm not in a position to argue with you on that.
That's yeah, I'm sure. Really. Yeah, I was like, you're probably right. That's like, I really can't argue that point at all.
I watched Bones. That's real people.
Bones is real people.
Bones is real people. That Emily is a thing.
Deschanel?
Hmm? Did you just speak French at me?
That's her name, right?
Oh, I don't know.
And David Boreanaz?
Yeah. And I watched Buffy.
Do it, David Boreanaz?
Mm-hmm. No relation. That's just... that's
coincidental. I'd love to say.
Have you seen The Crow 4?
No.
I think you'd like it. David Boreanaz is in it.
Is he really?
Yeah, it's not good. It's horrible.
I imagine it is.
Kid, the Crow is played by the kid who was in Terminator.
I was about to say, isn't the Crow one the one with Bruce Lee's son?
Yeah.
And he died on set?
Yeah, they probably should have stopped after that one.
They probably should have stopped before that one. I don't remember that one being too good.
No, it was good.
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, okay. I don't remember. I was young when it came out.
Watch it again.
Do you want to jump into rankings, or does anyone have any final words they want to say on recovery of a?
I forgot movie? About it for a week. I was very upset that we didn't do it last week because I knew I'd forget all about it, and I was like, I don't remember.
I watched all of it today. I watched it at work, which is my home. I work from the home. So it was pretty good. I'm pretty up to date on it.
Yeah, I watched it this week, like while I was working. After I finally finished Skate the Infinity, so I can move on to other.
It's things. So good.
It's only 4 episodes.
It's like 12.
What? Yeah, whatever.
Skate the Infinity.
Yeah. You wanna rank it? Let's use the scale we always use, and we'll do it off of that. Like I said, you know. I like the one character quite a bit. I'm going to give it a B-. It gets a lot of points for being 10 episodes. That was good.
Yeah.
And then I thought the first episode was pretty good. So, yeah, I'll probably watch it again in a couple of years.
Yeah. It's you probably have the lowest ranking. Is it a C?
C-.
C-. Okay.
He's a generous dude. Even if he doesn't like it, he appreciates
that
they made it.
Yeah. Yeah, he appreciates the some things that he did like in it.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't the worst thing.
Well, yeah, no, we've seen some. We've definitely seen worse things.
We've definitely seen better things like this.
Yeah, I mean, like, so like I said earlier, I don't watch much slice of life, just generally, just because when they're too, like, drama intrusive. Yeah, like, too slice of life drama-y. I don't really like that, so I don't really watch a whole lot of them.
Does this count as drama-y?
No, not really. That's why I enjoyed it more, I think.
There was no tension.
There really wasn't any tension or drama. It just happened.
I don't know if that's because they didn't want there to be tension, or if that was just because it was bad.
I think it's the way it was written. Because side knows I'm a big sports anime guy. That's usually my go-to of what I prefer to start watching through. So I'm going to go with Josh. I'm going to give it a B minus. There's definitely things I enjoyed. It was an enjoyable 11 episode watch. I didn't like regret watching it. And I would, if someone did ask me for a slice of life, anime recommendation, yeah, life, I probably would recommend this one as like a short little.
Had they made an episode 12, they probably could have done a baseball episode.
That's
true. And really won you guys over.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Dragon Ball Super did a baseball episode.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball did two baseball episodes because they did one in the original Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. I think we're
in the driving episode.
Well, yeah.
Driving episode. The driving episode is crazy because I have always remembered that being during the Cell Saga, and it was not.
It wasn't when it was.
I remember it. I always remember it being in the downtime after they trained in the hyperbolic time chamber, and Cell, is waiting for them. I always remember Goku. That's when they put that episode of Goku telling the story. But no, it was during the Android Saga.
That's the Cell Saga.
It's not.
It is.
Cell wasn't there yet.
He was. What do you call it? Gestating.
Well, we're all gestating.
Yeah.
Well, just life. Yeah. So, that's Mark, true. I was putting some filler out to give you some time to do that math. What was it?
That's a C. C to C plus. Leaning towards a C plus, but not quite C plus. Yeah, leaning towards a C plus, but maybe not quite there.
Because you got like two B's.
Like a 77%.
That's good enough.
Somewhere around there.
You could get a degree with that.
You really can. So I think we're ready to bring up the wheel. And then as Josh wants to remind everyone what we're doing next week, I also, as a reminder, won't be here next week because I'll be at Colossal Con.
So next week, we're actually doing a live stream. Mark is going to be walking around Colossal Con holding his phone up, showing people stuff.
At 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock at night. No, next week is actually a secret, which we're going to announce on our Facebook.
Don't so you have let to follow us furries. On Facebook.
So make sure you follow us on Facebook. We've actually left Twitter. We made a stance. Actually, we never had a Twitter. So that never, was our big stance.
But if we wanted one, we could become verified for $8.
I'm so in love with what's going on Twitter.
It's pure chaos, and I love it. Oh, I guess we should, before I spin the wheel, we should shout out in memoriam of I'm going to butcher Conroy. His last name, but yeah, Kevin Conroy, the voice actor who played Batman. And the Batman animated series and the Justice League show.
All the animated Batman.
Yeah, basically. Every old Batman was this dude.
He did it in all the Arkham games.
That's true.
He did it in what you call it, too. Killer Joke.
Yeah, and I'll show this. This is the Funko Pop that I had him sign of. Oh, man, I haven't taken this out of the plastic in a while. But this is the Funko Pop of like the Batman animated series signed by Kevin Conroy. Have had that for a few years, and now I'll just cherish it a little bit more. Definitely a dude in the voice acting and kind of our world that's for sure going to be missed.
He also played live action Batman in The Flash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also Gallagher died today. And if you don't know who Gallagher is, he's the guy that would smash watermelons with a hammer as part of his comedy routine.
I feel like we talked about Gallagher on this show at some point.
It's a true story, guys. A couple of years ago, Mark, we can see everything you're doing. I went to see Gallagher because I said, I'm not going to have a lot of shots left to see Gallagher. Dude's getting pretty old.
No.
And I got to go up on stage and get stuff smashed on me. It was disgusting, but it was a good time.
Yeah, I think that's what we were talking about.
Probably, yeah. I think so. I mean, so definitely two legends in their different, you know, spheres.
Is Gallagher a legend?
For his like genre of like prop comedy.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, it's considered it's definitely prop comedy, dude.
I was just wondering.
It's like Carrot Top.
If your entire sphere is you and Carrot Top, man, it's pretty easy to become a legend.
Well, yeah. No, I just didn't know that it was comedy.
Yeah, it's considered prop comedy. Not many comedians do prop comedy because it's...
I didn't know he was a comedian, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, he would do like a...
I thought he just smashed pumpkins.
Yeah, he did like a comedy show, but his main thing was legit just smashing watermelons.
He smashed other things.
Yeah,
well, he smashed a glass bottle on my head.
There you go. But definitely a sad day in that area of things of losing both those guys. But I know Kevin Conroy had been dealing with cancer for a long time, so at least he doesn't have to kind of suffer through terminal like cancer and all everything that goes with that.
Gallagher died in a knife fight, so he died the way he lived.
Smashing things till the end. Does anyone have anything new they want to add to the wheel that they've heard or seen or watched?
No. But we probably need to get some more stuff on the wheel.
Sai, do you have anything that you've been watching recently?
Blue Lock, I guess.
Blue Lock? Sure.
Put Romantic Killer on there.
The show on Netflix?
The show on Netflix.
Okay.
It was literally just about to start on my thing.
All right. Let's see what we'll be reviewing in 2 weeks, which I'll even show the count here. That'll be
it's going to be another slice of life because life.
I know it's 2 or 3 weeks, depending on when we do the quiz. Actually, that's also Thanksgiving.
It'll be 2 weeks, and then we're going to do the quiz on the second.
Yeah. So let's see what we get. We're almost at 100. We're at 95 on the wheel. Well, 94 after whatever this lands on. I don't remember this at all.
Are you happy, Sai?
No! Inazuma 11?
Inazuma 11. Dude, Inazuma this show 11. Is... Josh is going to hate it.
It's the soccer one, right?
It's a soccer one.
Oh, okay. Then this is going to be great.
There was a DS game.
Let me pull it up so I can read the quick.
Is it based on the DS game?
Pretty much.
Okay. Here's a synopsis of Inazuma 11. It's a sports anime. While other schools in Japan compete for the title of being the best soccer team in the country, Raymond Middle School Soccer Club struggles to rise from the verge of being disbanded. The grandson of the first generation goalkeeper and captain of the team, Mamoru Endo, takes challenge of kicking the long neglected cub back into shape. To do this, he finds hope in the hands of Shuya Gonji, a brilliant young player who has given up on soccer. Started out as a sports role playing game for the Nintendo DS. Yep. So it's an anime based off of a DS game.
This is gonna be just as good as Jabberwocky Park.
It is 127. It is 127 episodes, mm-hmm. And
it's like 20. Oh my god! Stop opening Opera GX.
Me?
Me?
I was gonna say, don't tell me what to fucking do. I'll open any browser I want.
So we'll be watching. What is it? The first 25, first 25, 30.
Sure.
It's around there. Unless we really want to somehow try to finish 127. I don't see is happening. Or are we just going to do as a make it as far as you possibly can
just,
thing?
Just go for it. Just make it. Just watch so you think you get the feel of the show.
All right. Watch as much as you can, I guess.
26 episodes of the first season. Let's try to call it there.
No, yeah. That works for me. So, 2 weeks, everyone. Inazuma 11. The week after that, and the second of next month, quiz. And then next week, Josh will surprise you on the Facebook page. So you got to go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dadsanimestash. And then you might as well subscribe to the YouTube while you're at it. And then subscribe on whatever podcasting platform you're listening to. And since you were very generous and good, you made it this far into your to your night. Now your parents are almost home. They just called. They're around the corner. So you got to hurry. Pop out that DVD. Pop it under your dad's box. Put it under the bed. Pretend you were sleeping the whole time. And then make sure that you mark down the time next week so you can catch Dad's Anime Stash with fun surprises for all.
Put some dust on it.
For Black Girl Month.